welcome to another episode of Ask the Doulas. I am Alyssa and super excited to be talking to one of our clients, Carrie, today. I feel like I've known you. We've been like emailing back and forth forever and I finally get to see you and hug you today.
I know. It's nice to meet you.
Welcome. So you have used a few of our services. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to hear your story from start to finish with as much or as little as you want to tell us. But so you find out you're pregnant and then what?
Yep. Well, and just a quick background about me, too. I was a late bloomer, so I got married at 38, and Mark and I, we never thought if we wanted, you know, we talked about having kids, but it wasn't a priority. You know, we loved to travel, and I was focused on my career, he was focused on his career, and if it happened, great. If not, we were okay with that, and it, you know, a couple of years later, I was almost 40, and it happened.
So you weren't necessarily planning yet, but not preventing.
No, we weren't. Okay. No, exactly. We weren't, but we kind of figured with my age, it was I was a higher risk, and I kind of figured it just wasn't going to happen for us. And but then it did, and now, of course, we can't imagine our life without our daughter in it, now that she's actually here. Mm-hmm. But at the time, you know, we had other priorities. So now we're pregnant. We're like, oh my gosh, what the hell do we do? Like, we had all these array of emotions come over us, like our life is going to change forever. And we bought all the books that we were supposed to buy, and we started reading. And that's where I came across the term doula. I had never heard of a doula before.
Okay.
So I do what anybody does nowadays, and I go to Google. I'm like, what is this doula that they keep talking about?
Do we have any in Grand Rapids?
I know. It's kind of a small town. But there were actually a couple companies, and that led me to you guys. And Gold Coast had rave reviews, and I started reading. And Mark and I don't have much support. Our parents are older, as we're older. Mm-hmm. So, and our siblings live far away, so we didn't have many friends or family that would want to be there to support us through this process that we had. And that's what led us to make the decision. And we kind of did it late in the game, too. I forget how many weeks along I was, but I was due in early August. I think we reached out to Gold Coast. It was either, I think it was right around like early July. So it was very late in the process.
Yeah. You make me want to like look it up right now and see. But I think you were like 35
years.
Yeah,
weeks, it was
pretty far along.
Kind of late. Mm-hmm. Like, so apparently I didn't read these books soon enough. But it was the best decision I made. And, you know, just not having that support from family and also just having, you know, people love to give their opinions too, and not having a, you know, the doulas were amazing. Like they didn't judge and they gave their honest opinions on their experiences and what they saw, but they weren't biased. Mm-hmm. So, at that early stage of the pregnancy, we were able to build that relationship, and we had made the decision, to do the birth doula and postpartum. And, you know, just, I love Mark, but he's not a female, and he's never given labor, and he's like, I think I could handle this all by myself. And I'm like, no, he couldn't have. So I was really glad we went through the birth doula and the postpartum. Before the labor portion, we had a text chain going on, so I was able to text Julie and Trisha. And just ask with any question. Like, it could be as, you know, dumb as it sounded, or, you know, just very simple questions.
First-time moms have a ton of questions.
I didn't
And you
know.
Can call your OB
yeah.
five times a day.
Yeah. So I was able to text them, and they got right back to me. But that just started the relationship building. And I think that was the biggest thing, just having a relationship, because they're embarking on this incredible journey of yours, and it's a very private journey, but we're asking them to join us, and that initial correspondence between them just helped build that, you know, bridge of feeling secure with the person that you're with. And so then to jump forward to the labor portion, I mean, it's very, you have to be open, you know, you're you have the doula there, and she's just helping you as much as she can. And but she also offered the privacy that we wanted to. Like if we had to make some decisions, and Tricia was our birth doula, and she gave us the privacy that we needed to make those difficult decisions. If we were going to have a C-section, or were we going to continue to try and do it naturally? And but she was there when we needed her too. So it was such a good experience. Like if I were to do it again, I don't know if I think we might be one and done, but I can't imagine not having a doula, you know, with us for that part of it.
What was Mark's experience? Like thinking, going into it, I can do this. I got you, honey. Like you only need me. And after actually experiencing this and having a doula, what does he?
He sat on the couch. So he was, you know, he...
Watching the game on his phone.
He was watching the game. You know, both games. But no, he did great. He supported me how he could. But he realized that he couldn't support me the way that a doula could. And there's just certain things that Tricia knew, like different things to try that might help the procedure, and that Mark wouldn't have had a clue. And it's nothing against a male, but they don't, you know, they can't carry a baby. So so if we did have another child, I think he would be
he'd be on board right away this time.
Yeah. And then that leads us into the postpartum. And for me, that service was invaluable. Like I don't know what I would do without having some help. And so like I say, like the first month was more like they helped me survive. And so with me, I'm not working right now. And like I wanted to make sure my husband was able to sleep, like because somebody's got to bring home the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to make sure that he, you know, wasn't up all night like I was. But I would look at my Fitbit, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, like, I am not getting any sleep at all. Like, but it was
getting a lot of steps, but no sleep.
I know. It was really nice being able to look at that, though. Like, okay, moms are not joking. Like, this is a reality, what you go through the first month of having a newborn. And it was, you know, some nights, I mean, it was... If I got more than 30 minutes of sleep a night, that was good.
Oh.
And, or I mean, just at one time. In a chunk, yeah. And, you know, my average was like maybe 3 hours or so. But your body just adjusts to it. So you do what you need to do. But without having the doulas, it would have been rough. And I think they started out maybe around 10 hours, maybe a little bit more right at first. And now my daughter is 3 months, and we still have the doulas. We made a decision, and for my sanity, like, we still have the doulas coming about 10 hours a week, and that, so it went from survival to now giving me part of my life back, but it's giving me a break now.
You went from survival mode to thriving, surviving to thriving.
Yeah, and our daughter loves the doulas, so... You know, it's so happy. It's almost been such a process of, like, they get to grow with her. Like, you know, the babies grow. I didn't know. They grow a lot between newborns and 3 months. And she's so big now. Mm-hmm. And she's giggling. And so the doulas get to see that and be a part of her life. And
they will be so sad when you're done. They will be so sad. That's like the hardest part of being a postpartum doula, is being with a family for that long, especially with you, because they were with you through pregnancy, labor, delivery, and now months postpartum. Usually those relationships don't just abruptly end. You still have contact somehow.
Well, and another thing I wanted to comment too there, versus, you know, just a babysitter or getting somebody, some external help, like the doulas are so reliable. Like, I know... Julie is like, I look at the clock. If she's supposed to be there at 2 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock. Like, she is rolling in at 1:59.
Mm-hmm. You know, something's wrong. She's not there too. What happened?
She's very punctual. And so a few weeks ago, I think our daughter was 10 weeks at this point, and I was having some issues going on. I'm like, and I thought it was just food poisoning, and like a typical female, I just put it off. Like, it's gonna be fine, you know, hide the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And after day 3, I'm like, okay, something's not right. Like, I can barely stand up. I'm So I went to the urgent care and I had appendicitis. So the doctor at urgent care said, you've got to go straight to the ER. I'm like, really? I'm like, are they going to do surgery right now? And he's like, yep.
Oh my God.
Like, oh. So I call Mark and we don't know what we're going to do because we don't have the help. And it's Sunday. We try not to bother the doulas on the weekend. And, but Mark called the doulas, and within an hour they were there at the house. With them working as a team, usually, we always have, you know, either Julie or Trisha can always make it. And, they were a lifesaver. So my biggest advice for anybody that is deciding if a doula is worth it, if you have the financial means to do both the birth and the postpartum, you know, do it if you can. It's a game changer. And if they don't have the financial means to do both, the postpartum for me probably was the biggest help for, I mean, if I had to choose, I wouldn't want to
right.
choose. But if I had to choose, I would choose, you know, just having postpartum help. That was my only means.
I agree, so. Because even if you wouldn't have had the support through pregnancy and birth, and let's say you had this traumatic experience, mm-hmm. having a postpartum doula to then talk to you about that and go through the emotions of that, and let's talk about this traumatic story, and
yeah.
You'd still get all that emotional help afterwards.
Yeah, the baby's coming no matter what.
Yeah, right. And as we see it, you know, depression rates and anxiety rates climbing, especially with new mothers,
yeah.
Postpartum support is critical. That's where my heart is, so I agree with you.
It was interesting when because I've been given the surveys every time I go to even take my daughter to the doctor, like I get a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily I've been fine, but the only time I ever got a little depressed was after this second surgery, because mm-hmm. I was starting to finally bounce back and getting into my groove. I wasn't working out like I used to be working out before, but I was getting my life back, and then I had this another setback. It's like, okay. And then that's kind of when I got sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, luckily I bounced back really quickly, and it wasn't bad for me. But I can see how easy it is to get into spaces where you are, that are darker than you want to be in.
Without even realizing it's happening
yeah,
sometimes.
Absolutely.
You just wake up and there you are. And how do I get myself out if I have no support?
Yeah. Yeah. And the doulas are always so positive.
Do you have an amazing team? Julie and Trisha are so wonderful.
They are. We share so many pictures back and forth. And I shared, it had been 12 days since our daughter had had a bowel movement.
Did you send a poop picture?
I did. She did it, and we were at our friend's house in the middle of dinner, and they had cooked this nice dinner for us.
Of course.
And she was kind of fussy, and she wasn't doing anything, like, she wasn't crying. And Mark grabbed her, and he said, oh, she's kind of sweaty. And he's like, that's not sweat.
Oh, no.
And she...
Everywhere, right?
12 days of backed upness.
Mm-hmm. So I tell clients, you know, if they go a few days, it's not good, but I mean, it can happen, but I just warn you, like, watch out. It's all coming out.
I was holding off on all the, like, the Miralax, and I was holding off till after. We didn't have any plans, but no, she let it go.
She got it out.
Yeah, she did.
So what's been the biggest joy of being a new mom?
Now that she's kind of getting past the big blob phase,
mm-hmm.
like, now she's starting to laugh and she's making, like, squeal noises now. So it's very interesting watching them. Every time they learn to do something new, they keep doing it. And so that's the biggest joy, I feel like, just watching her learn. And, I mean, we're just showing her the world right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, just seeing her learn and making all sorts of new noises in her eyes, and like having her look at you and just smile, like that's probably
it. She just knows that you're mommy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It just makes you tear up, and it's
mm-hmm.
and then also seeing my husband, how like you never know how a guy is going to handle a new baby, and he doesn't know, but seeing how Mark, he was transformed,
mm-hmm.
and he's just this doting dad now, and he is so in love. And he was probably more in love because he was taking care of her while I, because I had a C-section, and so he had to take care of the dirty diapers right at first and like do a lot of it. Seeing him just mold to being dad right away was breathtaking, and it was such an awesome experience.
It is fun to see dads turn to mush when they meet their babies.
Yeah.
So if you had to choose, we've talked a lot about postpartum support, but if you had to choose one thing that you wanted to tell a mother, let's say they could only afford a birth doula,
mm-hmm.
What's the main thing? Would it be for you or for your husband? Like, who do you think, who was it most life-changing for?
It was more life-changing, I feel like, for me, because I was the one going through the labor. And what Trisha was able to do was... almost, the nurses knew I had a doula too. They, and the nurses were great, but, they have so many other patients that they're also, visiting at that time too. So they were able to kind of back off me and let Trisha help. And, she was able to just understand what my body was going through, and cause I didn't know what I was going through at the time. So she was able to see the contractions that I was like on the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, you're starting a contraction right now. Like, and my husband wouldn't have been able to go through that with me. He was so green and didn't know. But so she was also able to put me in different positions and then also let me know if what my options were. You know, let's say if I, because I was at 5 centimeters for like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wasn't moving. So it was nice getting Trisha's point of view of, okay, what would be the best avenue to go down? So yeah, through the whole process, she just really helped me as a doctor or a nurse would, even though she's not medically trained. But I was 100% comfortable with her.
So she would offer you some suggestions and then let you and Mark... talk that through and say what would be the best option.
She had been through so many different births, and every birth is different.
Mm-hmm.
But she was able to just give me advice on what she had seen, what she'd also gone through. I mean, she had twins, so she's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has an older son, too. But so she's been through labor 2 times, but technically 3 because she has 3 kids. But so she has a lot of advice. And I always learn... from people that have been through the situation before. So it was nice having her feedback.
And it was never, like you said, a judgment. Like, you didn't ever feel like she was telling you this is what you need to do or this is what you have to do. Because
absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, and then when it was time for Mark and I to make the decision or, like, just talk about it, you know, we asked Trisha to go get coffee and we talked about it. But it was nice having her feedback or her suggestions on, you know, different avenues we could take. Not that we didn't trust the doctors or the nurses, but we had a relationship with Trisha. So,
mm-hmm. So if you had to tell someone in a nutshell, what does a birth doula do? Like, if you had to give an elevator speech for someone, even after mm-hmm. listening to this, if someone's still like, well, so they just sit there and give you advice, like, what do they do? What would you tell somebody, like you as the, you just find out you're pregnant, you don't know what a doula is.
Yeah.
What does a birth doula do?
Birth doula, she made, okay, so the birth doula made the experience a positive one. And whether that was by massage, like just help in breathing and different positions to help make it more comfortable to give birth. I did have an epidural at one point, so I didn't do it naturally, and then ultimately I had a C-section. But Trisha was able to put me in different positions to make that pain easier before the epidural. It's kind of all kind of mush now, all the memories of the actual birth. But I do know, like, Trisha was there, like, for every step of it. She was such an integral part of... it was almost like we were one. Like, she just helped with the pain, even though she wasn't giving me drugs. But she helped make things a lot easier. For a birth doula, like, it just meant, for me, an easier pregnancy. to the, like, the unknown that I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Mm-hmm.
And then what about finding out you have a C-section?
I just wanted that thing out.
Right. But then, like, so people often wonder, well, how does a, you know, what is a birth gonna, doula going to do if you have a C-section? Oh. And they don't think about that immediately afterwards. Yeah. Who's there?
Yeah. She, good question, because she was actually also a lifesaver on, we had the cord blood donation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we decided to do that because our doctor had mentioned that they are just, they're making a lot of advancements on what they can use the cord blood for down the road, and even helping with autism and different things. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we wanted to store the cord blood. But there's a procedure that not all the nurses knew how to what to do. And our birth doula, Tricia, was able to, she took that in her hand. She's like, and she wanted to make sure that everything was handled properly and, you know, got where it needed to go. So when we actually got out of recovery from the C-section happened really quickly. And it wasn't an emergency, but our doctor gave us the option. She said, we can do this. And Mark and I talked about it for probably less than 5 minutes. We're like, it's been 12 hours. Let's, mm-hmm. let's do this. Mm-hmm. So we went in, and before you know it, there's our daughter. But then the cord blood, that went back to recovery, and Trisha helped orchestrate that whole process of making that happen. And so she was a lifesaver on that end, because then we would have just wasted our money. Mm-hmm. And she was able to come back in recovery, and it was so nice, like, you know, having her meet our daughter. And then I told her to get home, because she had been awake for I don't know how many hours. Like, it was 1 in the morning, and I think she joined us at like 11 a.m., so it was a very long day.
14 hours or something?
Yeah, it was a long day for her. So I told her to go home. Yeah. And then I went back to the room.
Thank you for sharing. I know that they just adore your family, and they're going to be so sad when this time ends. But our jobs as doulas are temporary.
I know.
We know that going in.
It's hard. I don't know how you guys do it. It's kind of like fostering an animal.
Yeah, yes. Right.
I don't know how... Yeah. Let them go.
I know, you make these connections. But, I mean, Grand Rapids is small, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that they'll mm-hmm. their relationship just doesn't end, like I said before. And they'll be in touch for a long time, I'm sure. And then if you do get pregnant again, who knows, right?
I know who to call.
Well, thanks for coming on. We're going to have you on again another time to talk about a whole different issue. But thanks for joining us today. You can find our podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, and as always, find us on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. Thanks for listening.